Over the last few months, Colorado Springs has seen several popular DIY music and art spaces shuttered. For local bands and concertgoers, these places were important outlets for music that didn't necessarily have a home at some of the larger, more established venues in town. Chief among these DIY spaces was the Flux Capacitor, a warehouse venue that hosted hundreds of shows over the last 2 years. The Flux Capacitor was shut down over fire code violations in the wake of the tragic Ghost Ship fire in Oakland last December. Flux co-founder Brian Ostro joined me in the studio to talk about the importance of the DIY scene and what's next for the Flux Capacitor. First of all, for folks who aren't familiar with the Flux, briefly, what is the Flux Capacitor?
It started, it was a all-ages DIY venue, art space community venue. We had shows from everything from punk to metal to hip-hop, folk. We had everything. And then we also had art shows. We had benefit shows. We had activism. You know, people could come and have meetings and stuff. And that's what it was. We were going from December 2014 to December 2016 for 2 full years. We, unfortunately, were just shut down in the wake of the tragedy in Oakland that happened, which, you know, mm-hmm. we are very sad about. In the wake of that, a lot of DIY venues have been shut down, and ours was one of them because of fire issues. But we're not going to let that stop us. We're just going to come back better and bigger than ever, and no one will be able to stop us. So,
what is DIY for someone who has heard that phrase, you know, DIY, do it yourself, in reference to the music scene? What does that mean to you?
So everybody growing up in the scene, in the music scene, the way that you're kind of taught is you think, okay, you got to get this big record deal. You got to have the record label do this for you. You have to have a manager to do this. And that's not the case. You can do it all yourself, you know, record yourself, put out your own record, put out your own record label, you know, do all of this stuff, book your own shows. And it's important. And what we've been saying lately too, when I was in Germany, when I was in Europe on tour with one of my bands, this guy actually was awesome. He said, you know, DIY is great, but DIT is better. Do it together. So we're more on like a do it together thing, you know. It's not about the profit or the fame or the, you know, aspects of that. It's about the community, and it's about doing something important and doing it for the sheer love of it. And that's what DIY is.
So what's the importance of a space like the Flux, a DIY music and event space, to a place like Colorado Springs?
You know, I think it's extremely important to a place like Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs is, you know, as most people know, you know, this, you know, center of evangelical Christians, military, you know, all of this. And there's just so much more to it. There's some of the most incredible bands I've ever heard are in this town, and artists are just like incredible. So there's something really important and special in a town like this. And I think it needs to be showcased more. I mean, there's certain like noise artists and certain art shows and certain things don't really work well at a bar or a big venue. It works in a small, intimate setting. And that's what I think is really important about a place like Flux, and about not even just us, just a DIY scene in general. And for all ages places, I mean, a lot of kids are, you know, down on their luck, not fitting in school or at their work or with their family or anything. And, you know, they don't really have a place to fit in, but they'll go to a place with some music, with some like-minded people, and they finally have a place to fit in, you know, for once. And I think it's really important, and it's a really positive thing.
And so do you guys have anything on the horizon as far as potentially a new space for the Flux?
Yeah, we've been looking at a bunch of places. A lot of them have their own little things where, you know, we walk in and it's like, oh, well, this could be cool, but this wouldn't work or this wouldn't work. We went to one place and it's just amazing. I fell in love with it. I was freaking out about it. It's a little more than we were kind of wanting to spend, but it's just so perfect, and it just screams Flux to me. And we've just been really working hard trying to get that. So we're trying to work out details with that and see what we can do to get it, but nothing's really set in stone right now. So I don't really want to get anybody's hopes up yet, but it's definitely in the works. So
what's sort of your grand dream? Like, what would you love for the Flux to be in the future?
You know, I would love for it to just be like a huge artist collective. Have everything from, you know, art records, books, a meeting place, shows, positivity. Like, that's what I want it to be. I want it to be what we had, but even bigger. And if somebody comes and checks it, you know, it is fine and we can't get shut down and it is safe for everybody. And yeah, that's pretty much all I want. I want it to be kind of what it was, but, you know, even on a larger scale. And I think we got the abilities to do that.
Brian Ostro, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Jake Brownell speaking with Brian Ostro, co-founder of the Flux Capacitor in Colorado Springs. As organizers of the Flux search for a new space to call home, others in town are working to put together DIY arts and music events wherever they can. Mitchell McCura and Han Sales used to work at Mountain Fold Books, which was a popular downtown bookstore and event space that closed in November. Together with a group of other artists and musicians, Sales and McCura have created Cloud Factory. It's a new collective aiming to keep the DIY spirit alive in Colorado Springs. Han Sales, Mitch McCura, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you guys taking time out of your bohemian schedules.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're stoked to be here.
You guys were both very, very much involved with the Mountain Folds project, and you are now, you've got a new project underway. It's called the Cloud Factory, or is it just Cloud Factory?
Yeah, Cloud Factory.
Cloud Factory. Tell me, what is Cloud Factory?
Cloud Factory, we are considering a loosely affiliated collective of artists, et cetera, makers, creators, based in Colorado Springs, and we're trying to facilitate arts-related events. So that's from music to poetry to gallery shows to meals together in pop-up venues throughout the city to engage people and also to support emerging and marginalized artists.
You don't have a physical space to call home?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no. Not currently. Not probably not.
What's that
very
about?
Near future.
It's about flexibility. And I think it's really important in this time. We've had a lot of spaces shut down, a lot of venues shut down in a short amount of time. You know, Mountain Fold and Rooted Studio and The Flux shutting down all within a span of 3 months of each other. And those were DIY venue meccas. And so to me, the project is about keeping energy alive and letting folks know that we can create and do the kinds of events anywhere. The box, the room that we do it in, isn't what's important.
You've had a couple of Cloud Factory events so far. What's on the horizon?
I can mostly only speak to the music side. We've got a house show coming up at the Mesa House. And that's been kind of a house show venue on the radar for probably over 10 years in Colorado Springs. And a lot of creators have actually lived there. We're also taking care of like half of the promotion of Joseph Lamar's album release show at the Zodiac. So we are collaborating as well with like venues that are already established and have communities behind them and like trying to bring some connectivity to those things. I'm kind of in the works of potentially doing an outdoor small music festival that we haven't totally solidified all of the details to, but we're hoping we can do it on top of a parking garage because that sounds so so romantic.
Right.
For non-music related events, we're going to start a series called Bread, which is a series that actually happens in Kansas City, and the idea is it's meal and micro grant. So you have a bunch of people buy into a meal for $10, and then you have a bunch of creators or makers or people in the city pitch ideas that they think are interesting. And everyone who's at the meal votes on a person, and all of the entry money goes to that person. So they get a micro grant, you know, and nice. You don't need anyone. You just need a bunch of people to come together and have a meal together. And that's one of the things that we're going to start by doing. That Switchback, they have donated the space to us for do it in the evening. And then in the summer, we can do it in parks that are underused. We can move that anywhere.
Sounds like a great idea.
Thanks. So
communal,
the first, yeah,
breaking
the,
bread.
The first one on that for that series is March 24th at 7 p.m. at Switchback. One of the most important projects to me is mining and curating art and events from people that are rooted in Colorado Springs. And it's important to me that arts is not synonymous with gentrification. And I think that the only way you can do that is if you're really intentional about who you're inviting and who you're giving a stage to. And I think that means looking for people who are really, really good at what they do and haven't been given a platform and reaching out and connecting those things. So that is in our starting mission, is to combine those things. And the way that Mitchell curates shows and the way that I'm planning on doing events is really by having other people come to me with event ideas and facilitating them.
That was Han Sales and Mitchell McCura of Cloud Factory, a new arts and music collective here in Colorado Springs. For more information, head to krcc.org. You're listening to AirCheck. Stay with us.